Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. The 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know, there's nothing as fun as going back to work after a three-day weekend, right? And then everything going wrong on your way to work. Again, I can't complain because at least we're not dealing with what's going on in Texas. And again, our hearts and prayers are being sent to those and any help we could give to those dealing with the flooding right now in Houston. But I still like to have a pity party in my neck of the woods because, I mean, it was a good weekend, okay? I hope you guys had a good weekend. I hope you had a safe one. And again, Memorial Day weekend is not about the barbecue. It's about honoring the fallen. But, of course, you know, we try to do a barbecue. And I guess we bought wood to cook our food. We decided to go to Lake Powell. We rented a camper. We took Grandpa. We tried instead of Grandma this time around because, you know, with Grandma, it's not a vacation. So we decided to go with Grandpa. And Grandpa was easy because Grandpa doesn't talk and give commentary on everything. I love my mom, but we don't really need the commentary, you know, the whole weekend. So we go with Grandpa instead. Okay, Lake Powell, by the way, is gorgeous. I was just shocked at the low water level. I thought Lake Mead, where I live in Nevada, was low. Lake Powell, really, really low. I mean, in fact, I think they're calling it Puddle Powell. But luckily, we got a boat and we got to find areas that we didn't get stuck in the mud. We got stuck in the mud once, but they gave us a paddle, so we were able to paddle out of it and push ourselves out of the mud in some areas of the lake, which we were kind of shocked was dried up. But for the most part, still gorgeous. If you could go and visit Lake Powell while it still has water in it, I'm not sure how much longer that's going to be, but check it out. Anyhow, it was good. You know, we brought the dog and the cat and everybody's kind of trying to bunk up together and feet and elbows and all that. We wanted to cook a campfire. We wanted to have a campfire and cook some food. Well, my husband breaks out the wood and on the package says, nope, not for cooking. Now, I was a little confused about that because it's wood, right? You throw wood in the fire. And and then I read the package, and it said something to the effect of for California state laws, could be carcinogenic. And I'm like, what the hell is all this? Okay, we're talking about firewood. Okay, why is firewood carcinogenic? I didn't know that there were certain woods that you could cook on and certain woods you can't. So that was pretty frustrating. So what did we have to do? We had to wrap up the RV and go and find a restaurant to get something to eat because we couldn't cook on firewood. We're going to talk about firewood later today because that's kind of important. I bet a lot of you guys didn't know that. It would have helped before the three-day weekend. But we'll talk about that and why it could be carcinogenic. But anyway, so I come back, and of course, people are calling in out today. Oh, I can't come in. I can't come in. So here we are, back from a three-day weekend. Office is going crazy. People calling in. You know, and it's a little exhausting, but it was still good. Good to see family, and I hope everybody made it back safe. We were kind of horrified to hear that a storm killed 7 in Texas and Oklahoma. Houston, of course, hit the hardest. We're looking at freeways completely full of water, and there were over 1,000 calls for help. Can you imagine? In the fourth most populous city in the country. Now we're hearing 8 people have been killed in Texas and Oklahoma, with 12 others missing. Torrential rain slammed the states over the holiday weekend, causing floods and tornadoes that destroyed homes, swept away bridges. There's still some significant areas of devastating flooding, according to Mayor Anise Parker. Houston, though luckily most of it is high and dry, but people said stay home, don't go to work. Unfortunately, more bad weather was expected, with the National Weather Service issuing a flash flood warning on Tuesday morning for Houston, as a huge line of thunderstorms is supposed to be moving along the Gulf of Mexico coast from Texas to Florida. Rescue workers look for 12 members of 2 families missing after their vacation home was swept off its foundation in Wimberley. That is so scary. About 40 flights were canceled as of 10 a.m. today in airports in Houston and Dallas, which are some of the busiest airports. A sinkhole also closed the runway at the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. About 100,000 customers are without power throughout the state because of high winds and rising waters. And you're looking at this, and you're seeing the rescuers. God bless these rescuers and our first responders, and God bless Good Samaritans helping each other out. Very, very scary time. We'll let you guys know where you could send help when we get word back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot to talk about. Apparently, B.B. King's family is alleging that the blues singer, B.B. King, was actually poisoned and murdered, and he didn't die from multiple strokes. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a British woman who started taking birth control pills and within 3 weeks died of a blood clot. There's also a tampon tax that Australia may consider scrapping, the tampon tax. Why would there be a tampon tax? I don't know. Also concerning in the news, if you didn't think the tampon tax was scary enough, they say obese teenage boys could be at higher risk for bowel cancer, as if we don't have enough to worry about with kids and obesity. And then there's a cholesterol medicine injection, if I have any good news to give you guys today, that apparently is doing better than statin medications for lowering cholesterol and decreasing the chance of heart attack and dying. So we may really want to get this shot instead of taking a daily pill. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dalia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dalia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdalia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdalia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. in these historically dangerous times. It makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there is an injection that could cut your cholesterol better than the statin medication. Now I'm like, wait a second here. The statin medication are my favorite class of medications ever, and they are trying to say that they are better than the statin medications? Oh, no. Anyway, the drugs are known as the PCSK9 inhibitors. We've talked about these bad boys. And these look pretty cool. I have to admit, they may become my next favorite medication. They apparently stop a protein that raises levels of bad LDL. Now, some of you guys probably have been listening to my show for years, and thank you for doing that. You really need a better hobby, but anyway. And you probably noticed that there's a lot of double negatives in medicine. Exactly. You know, Viagra works as a double negative. This works as a double negative. It stops a protein that raises levels of bad LDL, and two negatives make a positive. I told you everything is mathematics. So that's how this works. So some of you are like, why does it just stop the LDL? How does it stop the L directly? It does it indirectly by stopping a protein that raises the bad levels of LDL, so negative, negative. You guys get that? Okay. So, statins work by just the positive, stopping the liver producing cholesterol in the first place, which is technically a negative. When something is stopped, that's kind of negative, but it's working positively for you. But it helps us think, you know, it helps us just kind of understand what the hell is going on. So statins work by stopping the liver producing cholesterol in the first place. There's also ezetimibe, which I know as Zetia. Zetia reduces how much cholesterol is absorbed through the intestine, through the brush border, into the blood. But neither work as well as the PCSK9s. I know. If you were going to invest in the stock, it had to have been before. We talked about this a long time ago. I don't have money to invest in the stock. Previous research showed that the new drugs known as avolocumab, alirocumab, and bococizumab, given by injection, lower LDL by up to 70% in some groups of patients. The average reduction was 50%. That's half. Statins reduce the level of cholesterol by up to 30%. Now, if 50 to 60% of us have high cholesterol, this could be pretty damn cool. And high cholesterol, as we know, raises the risk of heart disease, heart attack, stroke. Remember there was an article coming out before saying, nah, it's okay. You could have plenty of cholesterol. That all those articles are bullcrap. No, now that was debunked. So just go back to us talking about how cholesterol is bad, okay? It's easier. All right? And then what happens is cholesterol builds up, and it causes these little plaques. So it starts to get all sticky, especially the diabetic cholesterol is really, really sticky. So sugar makes it all kind of sticky. And so you get a lot of the plaquing in the vessels, and then unfortunately it prevents blood flow. So what they did is they looked at 10,000 patients treated every 2 weeks or monthly. Now, by the way, this article comes out of England. So they say, let me do the accent. Now, an analysis of clinical trials in more than 10,000 patients treated with a fortnightly or monthly injection. You dig that? Fortnightly. Fortnight. It took me a while. That's like 2 weeks. Okay, it's called a fortnight. Suggests are just as safe as the statins and the Zetia, and have added health benefits. Okay, statins also reduce the benefits too, but reduce the risk risk of heart attack, etc., and are happy. All right, so while we're looking at all this, and we're really, really excited, we're like, okay, that's good. Okay, maybe we'll get an injection. Oh, how much would it be? Oh, per year? They say it could easily be about $5,000 to $10,000 a year. I gotta look it up, but we're talking in the thousands. Trust me, this isn't cheap. Then again, when you look at what you're spending on insurance right now, and, you know, you're looking at your co-pays and all that, I don't know. I mean, if the injection has to be given every fortnight, okay, how many fortnights are there in a year? 26 fortnights. So you're basically dividing that multiple thousands of dollars into your fortnights. Anyway, all right, so it's expensive. Most experts believe the real use would be alongside statins for anybody who is unable to cut their cholesterol levels with statins alone, about 40% of all patients taking the pills. I got an idea. Why don't we screw the whole fortnight thing, and why don't we just give the injection, and, you know, you know what I like to do? I like to give a lot of medicine sometimes at half doses. And the reason why is I notice a lot of medicine you take, you're taking more than you actually need. Okay, case in point, Ambien. You take a 10-milligram Ambien and you cut it in half. Some of you guys will find that the half-pill Ambien works. Some of you guys will take a little bit of powder up for the Ambien. I remember when Ambien came out, And they had samples. And so everybody tried it. And, yeah, that's what we do. All right. But we tried it when we got home. And we're scared to death, you know, because we like to try some of these medicines to find out how they worked. Okay. In medical school, you didn't get to try all the medicines. I mean, maybe you on your own needed a shot of penicillin, but the average medical student isn't sick. Well, we were freaked out by this. And so what we decided to do, a bunch of us, was just take a little tiny bit of the Ambien, probably like 1/50th a dose, a couple little flakes of the powder. And I got to tell you, that sucker knocked me out, put me to sleep. And that was probably one of the most valuable lessons I could have gotten while I was in medical training, to find out that there's a certain level where you get the benefit of the medication, and then the rest, that's just all extra medicine. Yeah, it knocked me out for the whole night. None of this getting up in the middle of the night and going for ice cream and sleepwalking. Now, the more you use it, the less effective it is. But, you know, I find that with cholesterol medicine and blood pressure medicine in some of my low maintenance patients, where I have one patient, he's taking his cholesterol medicine 3 times a week, and we have him at goal, and he's doing fine. I have a couple patients on their bone density medication, their Fosamax, where rather than taking it every week, I have them take it a couple times a month, hence fortnightly. Okay? I gotta try that on one of the pharmacies. The pharmacist can't read my writing anymore. I'm gonna stick Fortnite on the prescription and see what they do. God bless the pharmacist for what they put up with. But, so Fortnite. And if I notice that it's doing the same thing, we get the medicine down to the level they need. You know, we've even done that with some of the quote-unquote antidepressants, the serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors. We have some patients where they take them a couple times a week, and they were able to wean down to that level. Now, mind you, okay, you got to be very, very careful with medications. If you have depression, you take that medication exactly as it's prescribed, and you take the dose that's prescribed, because the doctor prescribing it, or the medical provider, knows what's going on with you, okay? All right, don't be taking my advice. Well, Dr. Dahlia says I could just take it every fortnight. No. Okay, don't be doing that. Okay, listen to them. Same thing with your heart medication and your blood pressure medicine and your cholesterol medication, etc. But do I have a select group of patients? Not my teacher's pets, no. Do I have a select group of patients where what we're doing is their cholesterol levels, you know, really dropped with the medication, and since it's too hard for them to cut it in half, we're doing like an every other day or every third day, etc. Mind you, with cholesterol medicine, you got to be careful, because what it does is it helps seal the plaque, so the nightly dose of cholesterol medication can also have other benefits as well. But again, for my very low maintenance, healthy patients where they only need a touch bit of the medicine, we've been able to get around that. So why am I long-windedly going into this discussion? Because, you know, with some of these expensive medications, we may find that, you know, the prescribed dose to get a real good effect may still be just a little bit more than you need, and maybe there's a way to spread it out. But I got to be very careful saying that to you guys, because a lot of you guys will turn around and say, Dr. Dahlia says I only need a half dose. No, okay? Not all of you this will work with. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In an alternate study, we have researchers at the University of Alberta in Canada. They're testing whether eating beans and peas can lower cholesterol. Around 150 people with high cholesterol levels will be split into two groups. One will add 90 grams of beans, Lord have mercy, or peas to their normal daily diet for 6 weeks, and another will add 90 grams of rice. Now, fiber in beans, I'm sorry guys, I cannot handle beans at all, is thought to form a gel-like compound when digested, and this is supposed to stick to the bad cholesterol and remove it from the body. So for those of you that like to use Metamucil or other sorts of fiber, you may want to check this out. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so when blues legend B.B. King passed, we first heard it was because of diabetes. Then we heard it was due to multiple strokes. Well, now they are investigating his death as a possible homicide. All right. Apparently, there are accusations from two of B.B. King's 11 surviving children that the singer was, quote unquote, poisoned. Now, according to Clark County Coroner John Fuddenberg, he says, at this point, we don't have evidence that these allegations of foul play will be substantiated. However, we are taking them very seriously and will be conducting a thorough investigation. We are coordinating our investigative efforts with the Homicide Division of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. I expect the investigation will take a minimum of 6 to 8 weeks. Our coroner takes jurisdiction over B.B. King's body performs... These are tweets. Oh, okay. These are tweets from Clark County. Okay, I'm still blown away how, how we get our news from tweets. Tweets, you have to limit the amount of words. So you only have X amount of spaces, so you have to do a lot of poor English. I think where they're going and what they think they're saying might have happened was that Mr. King was given too much insulin. Now, here's from Patty King and Karen Williams. They said, I believe my father was poisoned and that he was administered foreign substances. This is what they identically worded in their sections of affidavit provided to the Washington Post by their lawyer, Larissa Droho-Beiser. I also witnessed neglect of Mr. King's medical care, they write, by administration of alleged medication to induce a diabetic shock since his blood sugar would not be monitored for up to 10 days at a time. So the affidavit's conclusion is, I believe my father was murdered. What are they talking about? What are foreign substances? According to both women claimed, I witnessed foreign substances and or medication that were administered, locked, and hidden by Mrs. Tony. Mrs. Tony had power of attorney and was in charge for Mr. King. The lawyer, Droho-Beiser, represents all of King's children. And they say they are not accusing Miss Tony of killing their father. They have the concerns. They say the singer was not bathed and fed in his final days, and the family was allegedly prevented from seeing him, and his health was neglected by his power of attorney. Apparently, they have issues with his $5 million in assets, and there's a lot going on with that. Apparently, the quote, we lost a battle, but we haven't lost a war. Now, we talk about elder neglect, and we talk about medical mistakes. And we've talked about on the show the difference between murder negligence. And, of course, the courts decide that, you know, whether they give a manslaughter charge or a murder charge, etc. Somebody with the intent to inject a bunch of insulin, if that's what they're claiming happened, that would be murder. You inject a bunch of insulin, you drop them into a hypoglycemic state, a hypoglycemic shock, yes, you could kill somebody. B.B. King was, I believe, 89 years old at the time when he died. He was in hospice care at the time. But whenever somebody passes like this, okay, suspicions can very easily circulate from other family members if they're not sure what sort of care was taken. You know, we always make jokes in my family about getting the life insurance, you know, set up before something happens to each other. And I know that's not a funny joke, but, it's always on the back of people's minds where somebody seems to be able to take control over the assets. And then you always wonder, okay, well, now what happens? You know, some businesses, people will take life insurance will take life insurance out on each other, name somebody else the beneficiary so that if they have to pay the building or deal with the company's expenses, they could draw from the life insurance plan. Pretty, pretty scary stuff. You can make a movie out of this. We don't know. We're waiting for the coroner's investigation and the autopsy report. They could very easily tell if there was too much insulin in his system. They could do that. We're going to have to define what sort of care, a little bit better than we have, on people that end up getting power of attorney, and are they being overseen in the care they're giving the people with whom they have power of attorney. Okay, now I'm not saying, I'm not accusing anybody in this particular case with B.B. King, but in general, we hear about this all the time. You know, I have patients that go, yeah, you know, my mom was taken care of by Bob, and Bob didn't do anything. Why should he care? He gets, you know, he gets the life insurance. And you're like, that's going to be pretty scary if that happened. You know, and I'm wondering if we should have certain, I guess, rules in place where if you are going to be taking the power of attorney or whatever, there is an objective third party that is administering the care and overseeing the care. This way we know that, you know, somebody's being cared for and you can't be falsely accused of murder or you can't, unfortunately, do something with intent. You see what I'm saying on that? All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I guess there is a tampon tax, and Australia wants to get rid of it. The Australian government on Tuesday bowed to pressure and took the first step to end a controversial sales tax on women's sanitary products. This is a day after a student carrying a giant tampon confronted the treasurer on television with a petition demanding change. You know, if you're going to carry anything big, might as well be a tampon. They're really lightweight, you know. I'd like to see how they made that. Anyway, other products like condoms and sunscreen are exempt from the 10% goods and services tax, which is otherwise added to all items sold in Australia from day-to-day grocery to large-scale building materials. So on Monday, university student Subita Vimalaraja presented Treasurer Joe Hockey on a television panel discussion with the result of an online position with 90,000 people on there supporting cutting the tax on sanitary items. You know, one thing about a petition like that is imagine if you're a guy, somebody comes up to you and says, we want you to cut the tampon tax. You'll be like, oh, hell yeah, absolutely fine by me. Interesting. It's interesting. So, does that mean I should buy my tampons right from Australia because it'll be cheaper? See, in America, I think everything has tax. I don't know what gets exempt from tax. Duty-free, the duty-free shop. I'm sure there's tampons there. All right, wood smoke. All right, we were talking about wood smoke because over the holiday, I couldn't use the wood that we bought to cook food. Well, according to the EPA, and there are certain fire particulate matter, carbon monoxide, formaldehyde, sulfur dioxide, and various other irritant gases such as nitrogen oxides that can scar the lungs. Wood smoke also contains chemicals known as suspected to be carcinogens known as the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons and dioxins. They say wood smoke interferes with normal lung development in infants and children, also increases children's risk of lower respiratory infections like bronchitis and pneumonia, could depress the immune system, and according to the EPA, toxic air pollutants are components of wood smoke. Wood smoke can cause coughs, headaches, eye and throat irritation in otherwise healthy people. So if you have asthma, chronic respiratory disease, cardiovascular disease, etc., even short exposures to wood smoke could be dangerous. Now, we're coming into camping season. Even if it's hot, we still make a fire to cook our food on. And the kids love to hang out by the fire. They like to cook their marshmallows. They like to throw stuff into the campfire. I never allow them to throw plastic into the campfire. But keep in mind that if you do have heart disease or lung disease, etc., stay away from the fire. All right? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctor Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so obese teenage boys could be at a higher risk of bowel cancer, as if it's not enough on their plate dealing with what they're dealing with. You know, this obesity thing is not going away, as you could see. And, you know, I'm on Facebook, and I just kind of look on Facebook, and, you know, I'm kind of looking at, you know, headlines and things like that. Not that that's how I prep for my show. Don't even think that. Okay? But I see a lot of my friends' kids, once they get to that pre-pubertal age or that pubertal age, boom, they're big, you know? And then you see them skinny up, you know, and start to skinny up. I mean, I remember gaining 30 pounds when I was in the eighth grade. I weighed 100, and then all of a sudden I weighed 130. Within months, and that pubertal weight is a witch. I mean, it's tough. And then I started to slim out. I had this huge growth spurt, and then I started to get boobies, and then everything was great for a while until I had a couple kids, and then everything went sour again. But, you know, I'm noticing obesity, with boys especially, we're seeing more of that than we used to. Boys used to not get as plumpy as they do now. And now when you add on top of this that they could be at risk for bowel cancer, it's even more imperative that we do this, that we get these kids in better shape. So I guess if they wouldn't get the cancer now as a child, and I want to apologize, I'm having major computer issues right now, and I'm trying to pull up the article for you, but they would be getting the bowel cancer by the time they're in their 50s. Now, scientists from Harvard University and from Sweden investigated a large group of young Swedish men who were, I guess, conscripted into military service age 16 to 20 to see whether their body mass index in their youth was related to their chances of getting bowel cancer 35 years later. The 240,000 recruits underwent checks for height and weight when they joined up, as well as a test called ESR, which is your erythrocyte sedimentation rate. This assesses the level of inflammation in the body and can also show a predisposition to certain diseases. At the time of the quote-unquote conscription, this is being written by TheGuardian.com. We're getting a lot of British words here. We'll be bilingual before you know it. Nearly 12% of the men were underweight, and almost 81% were normal weight. 5% moderately overweight, 1.5% very overweight, and 1% were obese. Now, publishing this article in the journal Gut, which is part of the British Medical Journal Group, they found that over the average 35 years of follow-up, 885 of that group of 240,000 developed bowel cancer. 384 were rectal cancers. Those who were very overweight with a BMI ranging from 27.5 to 30 were twice as likely to develop bowel cancer. So, some of you are like, all right, Dahlia, we understand the kids can't get fat. We get that. Yeah, but we could learn something here, okay? Chronic inflammation is linked to diseases like cancers, etc. Those who had a high ESR test, which denotes a high inflammation rate, had a 65% greater chance of bowel cancer than those with a lower rate. Now, not all the men who were obese had a high ESR test. All right, now, bowel cancer, they say, is the third most common cancer in men worldwide. Number one is lung. Then number two depends on where you live, whether it's prostate or colon cancer, etc. And so it's interesting to think that we may be following this inflammatory marker to see if that could be what's putting people at that can, you know, possibly give us a little clue as to, you know, who could be more at risk for cancer or not. But a high SED rate right now, that I don't want anybody panicking. That doesn't mean you have to be panicking yet, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDAI. Now, I tell you what panics me is this Lassa fever. Did you guys hear about this? There's a New Jersey man who died yesterday after being diagnosed with Lassa fever. This is another very frightening infectious disease from West Africa that is rarely seen in the United States. He recently returned from Liberia, arriving at New York City's JFK on May 17th. Okay? He became ill. Then he suffered from multiple organ failure, very similar to Ebola. And unfortunately, he ended up dying yesterday. Health officials do not think this case is caused by public alarm. Loss of fever is not spread through casual contact like it can be with Ebola. They say about half a dozen other cases have been diagnosed in travelers from West Africa in the past. None of them spread the illness person to person. However, the CDC and New Jersey health officials are now, you know, contacting and trying to track down anybody that this man was in contact with, including health workers at two New Jersey hospitals and people who sat close to him on his recent flight from Morocco to New York. Now, this is very commonly seen in West Africa and in some of the same countries that we saw Ebola. Now, the last confirmed case of Lassa fever seen in a traveler returning to the United States was in Minnesota last year. This one before that, Pennsylvania, 2010. Now, Lassa fever is supposed to be less likely to be fatal like Ebola and less likely to be spread from person to person. Okay, but it acts like it, all right, except in a milder sense, even though it still could cause organ failure. 80% of cases are mild, okay? However, in severe cases, you can have fever, vomiting, organ failure, shock, bleeding from the eyes, nose, and gums. That's why they call it hemorrhagic fever, because you get a fever, you get sick, and you start to bleed out certain orifices. It's pretty frightening stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, if, let's say, you live through it, sometimes you're deaf for the rest of your lives. It is spread through blood, feces, or vomit of an infected person. In West Africa, Lassa virus is carried by rodents, transmitted to humans through contact with urine or droppings of infected rodents. Now, CDC officials declined to give the name or identifying information about the man, except he traveled to Liberia on business and had worked in the mining industry. CDC officials also yesterday declined to name the hospital where he went first for care or a second New Jersey hospital where he was treated with ribavirin. Now, ribavirin is an antiviral medication that they give IV. Officials say the patient died before he could receive the ribavirin, noting the hospital was securing the medicine at the time of the man's death. All right, that kind of makes me nervous. When you have somebody there, we have to secure the medicine. Remember, we had somebody die because we didn't have ZMAP, right? Thomas Duncan Dallas died of Ebola, and we didn't have ZMAP, so we had to give him something else. This is another example of us not having our poop together, where we just don't have these fancy schmancy medications. You know, and I can understand if our country was isolated, okay, and people really don't come in and out, I can understand why we don't have to prepare. But people are coming in and out all the time, and people are coming in and out of this country that we don't even know about, right, illegally. And I'm not saying from one particular country, from all over. So, when are we going to wake up and realize that, and even our American citizens, they're going back and forth to countries, they're coming back, and we're not protected. Is there a Lassa fever vaccine? I don't know. You know, usually when you go to Africa, we have you contact the CDC or the health department to find out what vaccines you need. Okay, do you need dengue fever? Do you need yellow fever? Do you need your hepatitis? Do you need your tetanus, etc.? So, unfortunately, he went to a hospital having a sore throat and fatigue. Then he did not say he was at West Africa. They let him go. 3 days later, he returned with more severe symptoms and then was transferred over. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.